This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This podcast is sponsored by WordSprint, giving you the tools to stay in touch with your tribe.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Hey, it's Hugh Ballew back for session 112 of Orchestrating Success, Converting Your Passion to Profit, in every sense of that word. WordSprint is our sponsor. WordSprint helps us stay in contact with our tribe, promoting our products and services, top-of-mind marketing, it's called. They print, they mail, they help us track what's going on. It's essential, especially if you're running a nonprofit. Make sure you're in regular contact with your donors. Let's get into today's content. It's about leadership. Oh, of course it's about leadership, but it's really about mediocrity. No, it's about not having mediocrity. Excellence versus mediocrity is the topic. We tend to back off, slack off, just let it ride. No, that doesn't work. We're created with excellence. And so let's provide excellence to those people whom we influence. Here's a quote I like from Steve Jobs. Be a yardstick of quality. Some people aren't used to an environment where excellence is expected. Leaders influence others. Expect excellence, people will give it to you. As a musical conductor, I understand that concert goers want excellence every time we perform. Every time. We are only as good as our last performance, as a matter of fact. Performance is a skill as well as an art. It's not striving perfection, it's maintaining excellence in standards. Let me say that again. It's not striving for perfection, it's maintaining excellence in standards. Musicians do what business teams don't do. We rehearse for every single performance. The best musical groups constantly rehearse, creating what's called ensemble. That's a higher level of functioning that only the best performers can achieve. It can't be directed. The conductor inspires excellence. The ensemble is a reflection of the skill and influence of the conductor. The leader of a business or social benefit organization inspires excellence and creates a culture of high performance that reflects the passion and skill of the leader. It's a synergy reflected in what I have called and trademarked to be a new architecture of engagement. All of these strategies are based on the leader seeking excellence in all systems and outcomes and not accepting mediocrity. Unfortunately, the standard is not high in many organizations. The leader blames the existing system and the people when, in fact, the leader is in a place to change those systems and influence how systems and people work. Excellence is a habit that needs cultivation and inspiration. If we want to change others in the culture we lead, then it's important to change ourselves. When we change, others in the group adapt. If we don't accept mediocrity, then we have set a new standard. Here are a few resources for you to explore how excellence is reflected through visionary leadership. Bernie Dorman has a book called Redemption, the Cooperation Revolution. Bernie is the founder of CEO Space, where cooperative capitalism is taught and practiced. It's a new standard that will replace the competitive capitalism of Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller era. Seth Godin. This is Seth's blog. Seth talks about why labor unions were formed and goes into challenging unions to work for excellence and performance by not stressing the mediocre. Marva Dawn, reaching out without dumbing down. This was written many years ago about how churches were dumbing down worship to attract, quote, the young, quote, people. After 30 years, those mainline denominations have lost many members due to this dumbing down. Her first chapter is all about education and how that has dumbed down over the decades. And the fourth one is Alfie Kohn, K-O-H-N, Schools That Our Children Deserve. This is another challenge to the traditions of dumbing down education through standardized testing. Alfie classifies standard testing as a form of ethnic cleansing of the culture. The U.S. leads the world in prisons and prisoners incarcerated. Could this be one result of this system? Today, we are growing a breed of leader with integrity in their DNA and excellence as their passion. I'm a boomer, and my generation has created this mess. I'm seeing millennials are changing the games. Is your passion excellence, or do you settle for mediocrity? This is Hugh Ballew, the transformational leadership strategist, wishing you well in your days of orchestrating success.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.